From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. A U.S. appeals court Tuesday held a hearing on President Donald Trump's January 27 executive order, placing a temporary travel ban on people from seven countries entering the U.S. That order put on hold by a lower federal judge. A three-judge panel said Tuesday it will issue a ruling soon. During more than an hour of oral argument, the Justice Department's special counsel, August Flinchy, said the president had the authority to suspend entry of people considered national security risks.
The executive order at issue puts a temporary pause on entry for individuals from seven countries that Congress and the last president determined in a similar context pose special risks in terms of terrorist infiltration into our country.
But the Solicitor General of Washington State, Noah Purcell, insisted the government failed to provide evidence of irreparable harm if the order is blocked.
It was the executive order itself that caused irreparable harm to our states, to Washington and Minnesota and our residents, and to many other states and people, as described in the many amicus briefs that have been filed.
Both sides expect the case to end up before the Supreme Court. Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly defended the ban Tuesday.
The president's executive orders on border security and immigration enforcement will enhance public safety for all of our citizens.
The order bars travelers from Iran, Iraq, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen from entering the U.S. for 90 days, all refugees for 120 days, but Syrian refugees indefinitely as the Trump administration reviews screening procedures. A senior Somali official Wednesday said al-Shabaab militants stormed a hotel in the capital of the semi-autonomous region Puntland, killing four guards. Several blasts rocked the capital as members of parliament gathered Wednesday at the airport to select a new president. This is VOA News. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, speaking with Belgian journalists Tuesday, said his family does not own the country that they've ruled for nearly half a century, and he said he's prepared to step aside if the people choose another leader in an election.
If the Syrian people choose another president, I don't have to choose to be aside. I would be aside.
Can you imagine a Syria without a member of the Assad family in executive power?
Of course, we don't own the country. My family doesn't own the country to say that only Assad should be in that position. That's self-evident.
The Syrian leader also dismissed the possibility of an international tribunal against his government. He said he's defending the country by any means and doesn't care about that. At least 20 people were killed Tuesday in a bomb blast outside the Afghan Supreme Court building in Kabul. Dozens more were wounded. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. Police said it was an apparent suicide bomber trying to target court employees. A new Israeli settlement law approved Monday by the parliament has come under international criticism. It aims to legalize dozens of West Bank settler outposts built on private Palestinian land. It's a move critics have charged amounts to legalizing land theft. Stefan Dujarric is a UN spokesman.
This bill is in contravention of international law and will have far-reaching legal consequences for Israel. It reportedly provides immunity to settlements and outposts in the occupied West Bank that were built on privately owned Palestinian land.
Palestinian official Saeb Erekat Tuesday said the law puts the last nail in the coffin of a two-state solution. Israel's attorney general called the law unconstitutional, vowed not to defend it in court. The Turkish government of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan Tuesday dismissed nearly 4,500 more public employees, more than half of the education ministry, extending a purge of state officials in the wake of last July's failed coup. The government has sacked or suspended more than 125,000 since the coup attempt, with tens of thousands detained or arrested. President Donald Trump Tuesday secured Senate confirmation of another cabinet-level nominee for his administration. Betsy DeVos approved by a narrow one-vote margin that required Vice President Mike Pence to cast an unprecedented deciding vote. Two of the Senate's 52 Republicans joined opposition Democrats, voting against DeVos, an advocate of school choice. U.S. stocks moved up a bit in Tuesday trading, with the Nasdaq Composite Index reaching a new record high of 5,674 points. Meanwhile, the U.S. trade deficit fell in December, powered by an increase in exports. The government said the trade gap narrowed more than 3% to just over $44 billion, reversing 2 months of increases. But still, for 2016, the trade deficit widened to more than $502 billion, the highest level in 4 years. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.